Welcome back to the Ori's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in the seventh chapter of Maseches Edios. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet tells us, Hey Rabbi Tzadok, Azochalim Shekilchan Ba'ale Egos, Shehen Kasherim. So Rabbi Tzadok is telling us more about running water, which would be used for the Mechatas, which is the Paraduma, and which would be used for a Zav to immerse. So he tells us that if they were diverted by the leaves or the shells of nuts, that they can still be used for this purpose. Maisa Haya Bahaya, there was an incident in a place called Ahaya, Uba Maisa Lifnei Lishkas Hagazis, and the incident was brought to the attention of the Sanhedrin, who sat in the chamber called the Lishkas Hagazis, the Hichshiruhu, and they said, it's fine. Looking in the Bart Nuro, Ba'ale Egos, so we're talking about the leaves of nuts, Haklipa hachitzona shel egos, it's the outer shell of the nut. Dahainu haklipa hayiroka kishehi lacha. So that's the one that's green, the green outer shell when it's wet, when it's moist, before it dries up. Im asa kamin mirzav lihi yos hamayim hazochalim nichnasin ba. If it's made like a rim so that the running water enters it, umakachim imenu lechutz, and then it's diverted outward by it. Din zochalim yesh lamayim hamiklachim imenu. So the water that's diverted by it is still considered running water, live stream of water. And it can still be used for the paraduma and for a zav to immerse. And we don't say that just because it went into this shell, which has a receptacle, and went out from there, that it's no longer considered running water, then it's been gathered. Because that shell, that leaf, is not considered a utensil. Even though it has a receptacle, going into it does not disqualify the water. Mishnah Hey. Hey Rabbi Yeshua, for Rabbi Yakim Ish Hadar. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yakim from a place called Hadar, they testified al kol shel chatas, on a jar of chatas. Chatas here refers to, as we were talking about, the mei chatas, the paraduma. So let's look in Bart Noro first before we continue. Kol shel chatas, kli cheres she'efer paramunach bo. So we're talking about an earthenware utensil that has the ashes of the paraduma in it. So what happens with this jar of ashes from the paraduma? Back in the Mishnah, Shinasano al gabe hasheretz, if it's placed down on top of a creepy, crawly, impure animal, shehutame, then therefore the ashes are impure. Shrabi Eliezer metaher, because Rabbi Eliezer said that the ashes would remain pure. Heid Rabbi Papias, Rabbi Papias said, Amisha nazar shtei naziros, if somebody committed to observe two periods as a nazir, a Nazirite, she'im gilach es rishona yom shloshim, if he shaved at the end of the first one on the 30th day, she'megaleach hashnia yom shishi, then he should shave for the second one on the 60th day. Ve'im gilach yom shishim chaser echad, but if he shaved one day short of the 60th day, so the 59th day, yatsa, he has fulfilled his obligation, she'yom shloshim ololo min aminyan, because the 30th day counts towards the second Nazirite period. So let's continue now in the Bart Nuro. So first, talking about the earthenware vessel that has the ashes of the paraduma in it, kalo shel chatas, we said what that is. Shenasnu al gabe hasheretz, it was placed on top of some kind of creeping impure animal. Velo nitma hakli she'afar hapara basocho, and the utensil that the ashes are in does not become impure. Ha'ein kli cheres mitma migabo, because an earthenware vessel is not impurified through its outside, only through its airspace. Afo pikein ha'afar tame. Nevertheless, they say that the ashes are impure. Mishum demunach b'makom tame, because they're resting in an impure place. V'hatora amra, and the Torah tells us, v'haniach mechutz l'machane b'makom tahor. They must be placed outside the camp in a pure place. Shrabi Eliezer metaher, and they testified this because Rabbi Eliezer said, no, they're pure. The Savar Ho Vehakli Sha'afar Besocho Tahorhu, because he feels that since the earthenware utensil that the ashes are in is clean, Shapir Karina Bey Makam Tahor, then it is well considered a pure place. Vein Halacha Rabbi Eliezer, but the Halacha does not follow Rabbi Eliezer. Amisha Nazar Shtein Aziros, if somebody commits to observe two periods as a Nazir, Stam, without specifying lengths, Bechol Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, and each unspecified period for a Nazirus is 30 days. Shim Gilach es Harishona Yom Shloshim. If he shaved for the first period on the 30th day, Dilechatchila Lomi Boile Legalach Eli Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. Really, he should shave on the 31st day. Kadesh Tiye Nazirus Shloshim Yom Shlomim. Because his Nazirite period would then be 30 complete days. V'im Galach Yom Shloshim. But if he shaved on the 30th day, also Lo Nazirus, then his Nazirus was considered completed, and it counts. De'amrinan Miktsas Hayom Kekulo. Because we say that a portion of the day is counted as the entirety of the day. So one should complete 30 days and shave on the 31st, but if one shaves on the 30th, it still counts. So if he shaved on the 30th day, v'im galach yom shishim chaser echad yatsa, then he should shave on the 60th day for the second, but if he shaved on the 59th, it counts. Shiyom shloshim shel nazirus rishona ola lakan ulakan, because the 30th day of the first Nazirite period does double duty. It counts as the last day of the first Nazirus and the first day of the second Nazirus. V'kivan shiyom shloshim al rishona nimna gam min ha-Nazirus ha-shnia. And since that 30th day of the first period counts as the first day of the second period, nimsu shloshim yom shel Nazirus shnia kalim b'shishim chaser echad. So we find that the 30th day of the second period would then be the 59th day altogether. All right. That is the end of Mishnah He. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.